Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 3. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
And we're back with another episode helping you and helping me with our German. Now, in this episode coming up, we're going to be looking at a very important topic for anyone traveling to a German-speaking country. And we've also got Julia with our cultural correspondence section, and she is going to be taking a look at some German food. Perhaps even some Braten mit Kartoffeln.
Sehr gut.
Who knows? Are we ready to begin?
Bist du bereit?
Ja, ich bin bereit. Also, los geht's.
Super.
Now, Andrea, I mentioned in our introduction that the topic that we're looking at today is going to be useful for anyone traveling to a German-speaking country, because what is it we're talking about?
We're talking about hotels.
Hotels. Now, I have a very keen interest in this episode because very soon I'm heading over to Germany. Next week, in fact, I'm off to Berlin. And I am going to be doing some more recording with Julia for our cultural correspondence sections and a few other bits and pieces in Berlin. But it's very useful if I can do some review of the vocabulary that I might need for checking into a hotel.
Genau.
That's stimmt.
You already need some vocabulary to book your hotel so that you get the room that you actually like.
Okay, let's review some of that vocabulary then.
Yes, the first question is, how many beds do you want in your room and how do you want them arranged?
Okay.
So you could have, for example, a Doppelzimmer.
Doppelzimmer, so that double room, a room with a double bed.
Yes. And if you're traveling alone, you may just want an Einzelzimmer.
Einzelzimmer. These are masculine words?
Das Zimmer.
Ah, it's a neuter word. Okay, so das Zimmer, das Doppelzimmer, das Einzelzimmer.
Exactly. And then maybe you're traveling with someone else, but you would like to have two beds. So you would ask for a Zwei-Bett-Zimmer.
A Zwei-Bett-Zimmer.
I know it's a difficult word. Zwei-Bett-Zimmer.
Zwei-Bett-Zimmer.
Exactly. Well done.
Okay. So let's use some of the language that we covered last time. Could I therefore say, if I wanted, say, a single room, I could say, ich möchte gern ein Einzelzimmer.
Bitte. Sehr gut. Ja, ich möchte gern ein Einzelzimmer, bitte.
Einzelzimmer. Okay. And obviously the same, ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer. Bitte.
Genau, ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer, bitte.
So, the fact that these are das words, they're neuter words, that means that the ein in the indefinite article there, the word for a, that doesn't change.
Exactly. I could give you an example for something with a masculine gender, and then it would change.
Okay.
For example, if you are looking for a balcony. Der Balkon.
Der Balkon. So could I then say, ich möchte gern einen Balkon.
Genau, sehr gut. Ich möchte gern einen Balkon.
I know for a fact that the hotel that I'm planning to stay in Berlin does have balconies.
There you go.
That's excellent. Ich möchte gern einen Balkon. And I'm sure if I ask that in excellent German, I might be upgraded to a room with a balcony.
Immediately, yes.
Excellent.
So there are obviously also other things that you may like in your hotel room. For example, you may be interested in a shower or a bath.
I seem to remember these words from when we talked about this topic earlier. And the word for shower, I think, is Dusche.
Genau. And here you could say you would like a room with a shower. Ich möchte gern ein Zimmer mit Dusche.
So you don't say with a shower in German, you just say with shower.
Yes, that is very common language in hotel bookings.
Ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer mit Dusche.
Genau.
And or what, with a bath?
Yes.
Mit Bad?
Mit Bad.
Okay.
Sehr gut.
So let's just review the gender of those two words. First of all, Dusche, the word for shower.
Die Dusche.
Die Dusche. And bad.
Das Bad.
Das Bad. Okay. Is it a T sound or a D sound in the end?
It's a soft D, but the Germans often pronounce it with a harder D than it's written. So Bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer mit Dusche oder ich möchte gern ein Einzelzimmer mit Bad.
Sehr gut.
Okay. Und mit Balkon, natürlich.
Natürlich.
Nein, ist der Balkon so. Ich möchte gern den Balkon oder einen Balkon.
Einen
ja.
Balkon.
Ja.
And obviously a balcony is only really worth it if you're a bit higher up in the hotel. So you don't want to be on the ground floor. You want to be at least on the first floor. Do you know how you would say that?
I seem to remember that the word for floor is Stock.
Sehr gut.
I have no idea which gender it is, though.
Yes, it's der Stock, but it's all very complicated because it's also a dative. So I'll just tell you what it is.
Please do. Yeah, let's simplify this.
Im ersten Stock.
Okay. Im ersten Stock. Now, let me just clarify something here. That word ersten, E-R-S-T-E-N. I think very often when I'm thinking about words and I see S-T together, I think that the S must become like a sh sound. But it's ersten here, not ersten.
Exactly. And the difference is because it's the S-T is in the middle of the word. While when we look at Stock, it's at the beginning of the word. So at the beginning is st, and in the middle of the word, it's st.
So if I'm looking for a double room with a bath on the first floor and a balcony, I've got to remember my balcony. Ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer mit Bad, mit Balkon im ersten Stock.
Sehr gut.
And what if about you want, second floor?
If you want to go a bit higher up, then it would be im zweiten Stock.
Im zweiten Stock. And would it be im dritten Stock?
Super, sehr gut. Im dritten Stock.
So dritten on the third floor. Im dritten Stock. Can we go a little bit higher?
Of course. It gets easy from the next floor on. Im vierten Stock, im fünften Stock, im sechsten Stock, im siebten Stock und so weiter.
Okay. Well, the hotel that I'm staying in has got four floors. I like a room on the fourth floor with a balcony, if I can possibly get that. So I'll go for ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer mit Dusche, mit Balkon im vierten Stock.
Bitte. Super, sehr gut. Now, I wonder what you're going to do about food on your trip. Are you going to eat in the hotel or are you going to be eating outside?
I've got lots of meetings, so I think I'll probably be eating out most of the time.
Okay, so you probably won't need Halbpension oder Vollpension.
So that would be half board and full board where I'm getting either lunch or lunch and dinner or just dinner with my room, yeah?
Exactly. Halbpension, there you get your breakfast and your dinner, and full pension, you get three meals.
And just we can use mit with each of those, yeah?
Genau. Mit Halbpension, mit Vollpension. Or maybe in your case, you just want breakfast. So that would be, what do you think?
Mit Frühstück.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay, so I can add that to my list of requirements. Ich möchte gern ein Doppelzimmer im vierten Stock mit Dusche, mit Balkon und mit Frühstück.
Exactly. So now you want to enjoy your balcony.
Yeah.
When you have some time off.
There
wouldn't
be
obviously
much of that.
You want to have a good view.
Ah, okay. Yes,
So a good view is eine gute Aussicht.
Eine gute Aussicht, outlook, yeah?
Yes.
Outsee, Aussicht.
Yes. But with mit, we would say mit guter Aussicht.
So we don't need the word for just like with bath, with shower and so on.
But it's in a dative. Ah. Mit guter Aussicht.
Mit guter Aussicht.
Guter.
Guter.
Yes.
Okay, so I suppose that's like mit einer something.
Yes.
Yeah? So mit guter Aussicht.
Genau, mit guter Aussicht.
So let's just run through this again, because it's getting a little bit complicated here. A good view is eine gute Aussicht, yeah?
Yes.
But when it goes into the dative, we're making it mit guter Aussicht.
Yes, but you shouldn't panic at this moment. That is something that we're going to discuss later.
Thank goodness. Coming up then a little later, we'll be looking more closely at those adjectives when they're used with nouns and what happens to the articles. And we've also got Julia coming up straight after the break with our cultural correspondence section. So we'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break German for you.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Herzlich willkommen zurück zur Show. Wir begrüßen jetzt Julia. Sie ist in Berlin und sie will uns etwas über deutsches Essen erzählen.
Deutsches Essen. Am I right in thinking then that that means that Essen is neuter?
Ja, genau. Es ist das Essen.
Das Essen, so it's deutsches Essen.
Sehr
German
gut.
Food. Okay, over to Julia.
Hallo Julia.
Hi Marc, hallo Andrea und hallo an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Ich bin's wieder, Julia, eure Kulturreporterin. And so I thought I would tell you a bit about typical German food. Typisches deutsches Essen. Even though we have many restaurants serving international cuisine, Germans traditionally love savory food. Or as we say, herzhaftes Essen. Which mostly includes a lot of meat. German meals very often consist of three things. Fleisch, Kartoffeln und Gemüse. I'm sure you've understood that. Meat, potatoes and vegetables. And Mark, watch out for the pronunciation of Kartoffeln. And even if one of those three elements is missing, many Germans may not consider the meal complete. Kartoffeln come in many varieties. As well as having them peeled and cooked with salt, we also eat them as Kartoffelpuffer. Those are grated and then fried potatoes that look kind of like a pancake. We have Kartoffelbrei, mashed potatoes, Bratkartoffeln, those are sliced and then fried potatoes with onions and bacon, or the Kartoffeln might be used to make dumplings, in German Klöße. Okay, so much for the Kartoffeln. What about das Fleisch? Meat, mostly pork, is important in our traditional meals, and when on holiday in Germany, you'll definitely come across different kinds of Würstchen or Wurst. The term can refer to either boiled or roasted sausages that you mostly eat as a hot meal, but Wurst can also be used to talk about cold meat. You know, the kind of thing cut in slices and eaten on bread, such as Schinken, ham. Famous German sausages are first of all the Bratwurst. Ich esse gern Bratwurst mit Senf. Do you remember what Senf is? It's mustard. Maybe you've also heard about the Wiener Würstchen and of course the Frankfurter. In addition to these universal sausages, different regions have their own varieties of Würstchen. Berlin, for example, is very proud of their Currywurst. Well, we've done Kartoffeln. Wir haben über Fleisch gesprochen. So what about das Gemüse? Well, in Germany, it may well often be cabbage. You'll have heard of the famous Sauerkraut, which is fermented and is therefore a sour white cabbage, as well as the much sweeter Rotkohl or Rotkraut, red cabbage. And especially in northern Germany, people cook Grünkohl. That's kale with bacon and onions. I don't know about you, but I'm getting quite hungry now. Ich bekomme Hunger. Und ich glaube, ich werde mir eine Bratwurst holen. Mahlzeit und guten Appetit!
Ah, Julia, ich freue mich sehr darauf.
Ja, das hört sich wirklich gut an.
It does indeed sound very tasty. Okay, let's return to our topic for today, which was, of course, hotels. And we're now going to talk a little bit more about hotels and indeed describing certain aspects of the hotel.
Exactly. And we're going to look at how to do this with our adjective before the noun.
So if a room is ein Zimmer?
Yes.
How would we say a big room?
What do you think? You know the word for big and you know the word for room.
I think big is groß.
Mm-hmm.
Could I say ein Großzimmer?
Das ist ein Großzimmer. Everyone would understand it, but it's not grammatically correct.
So what should I say for that is a big room?
We would say das ist ein großes Zimmer.
Okay, so let's imagine the porter helps me up with all my equipment to the room with all the tripods and the recording equipment and opens the door for me and it's a huge room and I walk in and I say, ah, das ist ein großes Zimmer.
Genau. And what would you say if the room was beautiful?
I'm going to try and apply the same rule. Hopefully I can do that. Could I say, das ist ein schönes Zimmer?
Sehr, sehr gut. Have you worked out a little rule there?
I think so. The word for beautiful then is schön, but when it is linked to a das word, then it becomes schönes, just like groß and großes, yeah?
Sehr, sehr gut.
Can I use the S ending of das and the ES ending of these adjectives, schönes and großes, as a kind of link there? Can that be used as a reminder for me?
Yes, many learners use this as a reminder, and I think it's a very clever reminder.
So, das ist ein schönes Zimmer, das ist ein großes Zimmer.
Exactly. What if it's an expensive room?
Oh, I think the word for expensive is teuer.
Mm-hmm.
Would I say then, das ist ein teures Zimmer?
Almost. We would say teures Zimmer. We leave out the E there, just because it's too many vowels for us.
Okay, teures.
Exactly.
Das ist ein teures Zimmer.
Sehr gut.
Okay.
So if we move on to another word, Mark, do you know the word for lift?
Is that an up train?
Exactly, not bad.
Der Aufzug?
Ja, genau, der Aufzug.
Okay.
And what if in your hotel der Aufzug was very fast?
Right.
Or just fast?
Just fast, okay. Well, fast is schnell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what happens because this is der Aufzug. It's a der word, isn't it?
Yes. So if you apply the same rule as you had before with das and it's es, so schnelles, and you have der Lift, what could it be?
Would it be schneller?
Sehr, sehr gut. Super. Das ist ein schneller Lift.
Das ist ein schneller Lift oder
Aufzug? Ah, Entschuldigung. Aufzug. Ja, beides geht. Wunderbar.
Ah, so you can say Lift as well as Aufzug.
Genau.
Okay. Das ist ein schneller Lift oder Aufzug.
Genau, beides.
Just one thing to make it clear in my head. When you say das ist, the das part has got nothing to do with the neuter. That's just the word for that. That
yes.
is, yeah?
Exactly.
Das ist ein schneller Lift.
Super.
Das ist ein schönes Zimmer.
Genau, sehr gut. Das ist ein schneller Lift. Das ist ein schönes Zimmer.
So we've had masculine and we've had neuter. What about feminine?
Yes, so we have die is the feminine article.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at, for example, a very friendly receptionist.
Okay.
Die Rezeptionistin.
So that's a female receptionist, yeah?
Yes.
Die Rezeptionistin.
Genau. And you want to say that this is a nice receptionist.
Nice. I can't remember the word for nice.
Nett.
Nett. Okay. So I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you've told me about the articles and how they link to the adjectives, could I say das ist eine nette Rezeptionistin?
Sehr, sehr gut.
Okay, so a rule, if I can take a rule from all of this, with masculine, it goes with der and the ending on the adjective becomes er.
Yeah.
With feminine, it goes with die, which ends in an e. So the ending on the adjective also ends in an e.
Sehr gut.
And with das, which ends in s, the ending on the adjective, well, we added an e there, yes? So it's yes. es.
Genau. I think that's a great little trick.
Yep. And it's very complicated to think about it on the spot.
Yes, but that's why we practice.
Okay. Well, before we do some practice, can I ask you one more thing? Because we've not mentioned anything about plurals here.
Yes, and the rule continues in the plural. So what is the plural article?
Die.
Yes. So if we have, for example, soft pillows.
Oh, you'll need to help me with both of them.
No problem. Pillows are kissen.
Oh, that's a nice word.
Yes. And soft is weich.
Weich. So would soft pillows be weiche kissen?
Genau. Das ist richtig. So imagine you go into your room and you touch the lovely soft pillows and you say, ah, das sind weiche kissen.
I sound like Little Red Riding Hood going, oh, what soft pillows are in
exactly.
this room. So das sind weiche kissen.
Super.
Right. So the same rule for feminine singular as for the plural. And that works for all genders in the plural.
Ja, genau.
Okay, that's quite a relief.
I agree.
It's all getting very complicated. I think it's time to do some practicing of these adjective endings in the indefinite nominative form.
Absolutely. Let's
I'm
go
amazed
for
I
it.
I even remembered what form and what gender and what case they were. Okay, some translations, one from German into English and one from English into German, please.
Okay, so Satz 1 von Deutsch ins Englische. Das ist ein bequemes Sofa.
Kannst du das wiederholen, bitte?
Kein Problem. Das ist ein bequemes Sofa.
Now, I am not 100% sure about one of the words in there, but I believe that bequem means comfortable.
Genau, sehr gut.
So that is a comfortable sofa.
Super, sehr gut gemacht.
Das ist ein bequemes Sofa.
Ja, das ist ein bequemes Sofa.
Okay, what about a sentence from German, from English rather, into German?
No problem. The swimming pool here is a warm pool.
The swimming pool here is a warm pool. Okay, I think I know all those words. It's just putting them together that's the tricky thing. Let's have a go. The swimming pool here is a warm pool. Das Schwimmbad hier ist ein warmes Schwimmbad.
Genau, sehr gut. Das Schwimmbad hier ist ein warmes Schwimmbad oder das Schwimmbad hier ist ein warmes Bad.
Okay, so you don't need to say the Schwimmbad again. So, but Schwimmbad is neuter, so the warm becomes warmes in
genau,
that situation.
Genau, sehr gut.
There is more practice of all this language available in our bonus materials, and we'll let you know how to get access to those bonus materials in just a moment. And those bonus materials you can access at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. You will be able to access our lesson notes, which give you further explanations and more examples of all the content that we've covered in the lesson. There are video versions, of course, and also the bonus audio materials, which will test you on what you've understood. Coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And as always, you can practice your German further by joining us on Facebook. Why don't you post a picture of a piece of furniture that you have and describe it?
A fantastic idea. And perhaps I'll post a photo of my hotel room and with my balcony, and hopefully the weather will be nice for me to enjoy the balcony too.
That's great, Mark. So please all head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman and post your pictures.
We'll also, of course, be on Instagram. That's instagram.com/coffeebreakgerman and on Twitter @learngerman. Also, das reicht für heute. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.